I'm sure you've noticed yourself, sometimes when we pray, we're using all the formulas, the set words, and we want to feel more. I want to feel more. If I say thanks to God for Jesus and for what he did for me, I just don't want to say thanks. I just don't want to say an Our Father or Hail Mary or read some prayer that somebody else has written. I want somehow to stir up the embers of joy that's in my own soul and bring it to life. And I find that fasting helps me to do that. Because through my fasting, what I'm trying to say to God is, look, Lord, I can't do anything really for you. You've done everything for me. But at least by depriving myself of something, I want you to know that I care. You see, when you give a present to somebody, or a presentation, very often it means, thank you, you've been very good. I appreciate what you've done. I love you. You know, so we give a present. And I can't give a present to God because he is God. But what I can do is, one of the steps in giving a present, I deprive myself of something to give it to somebody else. So if I deprive myself of food, it's a way of saying to God, I can't give you anything, but I'd like to do without this myself and maybe give it to your poor.
Perhaps there are some people who think that by fasting from something, maybe if you're praying for something, it's almost like a way, is it, of bribing God?
It is. And sadly, in that article that you referred to, I did mention that it's a way of bribing God. You know, God is not bribed, simply. He's not bribed by my fasting. He doesn't melt because I eat fish or eggs instead of meat. Many people, when they go out to restaurants, prefer fish anyhow. So he's not going to get all excited about my eating these instead of meat. And it doesn't melt because I put off smoking, however dangerous and bad smoking is. It doesn't melt because I take bread and water, you know, a couple of times in Lent, because he looks on our world and it's full of people for whom bread and water would be a feast, reliable fresh water. So that's the danger with fasting, that you use it to bribe God. And he said, and I could quote you many texts from the Bible in which Jesus, or God says, you know, this is the fast I like, to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderers with shelter. In other words, if I fast from food or from one of my favorite delights, that's not what impresses God. He'll be more impressed if whatever I save, then I give to the poor.
And he actually gave very specific instructions about how we should appear when we're fasting, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He did. In the Sermon on the Mount.
Yes.
Yeah. After he'd spoken about prayer, he immediately went on to fasting, and he said a few interesting things which sometimes I'm afraid we forget. Half the world knows that we're fasting. He says, don't let anybody know you're fasting. No long faces, no sullen moods, no broadcasting the news. Only your Father in heaven, who sees what you're trying to do, he knows it, and he knows what's in your heart. And that's the only thing that matters, what is in your heart when you're dealing with God. You see, some people, these fasting things become like an endurance test. I often say to people, it's like, you know, I set out to fast, so by golly, I'm going to do it, you know. And it's like undertaking a bungee jump, as I said in the article, a bungee jump. Or swim on Christmas Day, you know. It's not a religious act. It's a religious act when I can look at what I'm trying to do and say, Lord, I know what you did for me. What I'm doing today is minor. It's very small. It is nothing in comparison with what you have done for me, which I'm celebrating in this Lent. But I know that if I unite it with your suffering, you can use it in your own way, for your own purposes.
And you also talked about how people can actually be proactive during Lent by visiting the sick and talking to people
all
that they haven't seen and all those other days. So you'd approve those.
Yes, so indeed. And it's great to do it. It's great to do it. We have to do it the whole year round, but sometimes we get lazy, we forget, and we have other things cut in on our times. But it's good just to say, at least during this holy season, I'll make a special effort, even if it's inconvenient, I'll make that special effort to do these things for the Lord.